And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. Hello, everybody in Tucson. Hello, everybody in the world that's listening, because the world is my green oyster. I am so happy to be back in studio, and I think I say that every time. I had a great time with my family in L.A., and L.A. is actually a great place to be back from. They have a different kind of traffic over there, as I'm sure you know. And I mean traffic. It takes 4 hours to go to Target, I think, because they're, if you get on the 405 and it's backed up, you're really sorry. And I'm really, really, really proud of my daughter, Emily, who graduated from USC and got Dean's ropes or something for being on the Dean's list. And I'm just, it was a really wonderful weekend. But in my heart, I was still here, too. So I hope the best of Mrs. Green went well. And I, as I said, I'm glad to be back. In studio today is one of my fun favorite guests to interview, and his name is Neb Yonas, and he is the GM of Chapman Tucson. And as far as Mrs. Green's world goes, what better thing is there to ask questions about than automobiles? Because almost everybody has one, and they use gas, and I've got lots of questions for Neb. I kind of warned him about some of them, because I have some really, really, they're not tough questions, but they're really probing questions. So we're going to be talking to Neb in a little bit. And as you all know, because I say it every week, Chapman is one of my major sponsors, and they let me go out and do all the crazy things that I do in this town to make a difference and to raise people's awareness about sustainability issues on all levels. Okay, Wells Fargo. I've got a great story about Wells Fargo. You know that they're one of my sponsors. I've been a customer of Wells Fargo before Mrs. Green was even a remote possibility, let alone a remote broadcast. And I love them. And they are one of the most sustainable companies in the country, and the 13th most, they're the first, the most sustainable bank. But I invite you to look at their sustainability practices on their website. It's so much deeper than using two sides of the paper and having water coolers. I mean, they do massive, massive sustainability initiatives, which is why they get such a high ranking. They're a huge company, and a couple of my friends that are in the business with me, they love Wells Fargo, too, and it is a community bank, and if you look around at the charity events here, they give so much back to the community. So I just wanted to kind of do a shout-out to them. I really am a big Wells Fargo fan. And another thing, I have two other shout-outs today. I love Temco. It's Temco Air Environmental. Kathy and Marshall are friends of mine. But I will tell you, if you have any trouble with your air conditioner, you want to call a locally owned company, and especially if you know the owner. I don't think it hurts. But we had an issue, and it was so wonderful to have somebody be right there on the spot, friendly, helpful, giving me lessons on how to use the remote, the automatic control thing, because I said, I don't even know how to use this thing. And it really wasn't that hard, and he was nice and patient. So a big shout out to Temco Air Environmental. You hear me say it every week. Shop locally, because that's the ones that are making the business happen here in Tucson. And I have nothing against nationally owned businesses, because the goods have to come from somewhere. But if you can, make it a local choice. And then the latest mantra I'm on for this month is the fourth R, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rent. We were getting ready to plan my daughter's graduation party, and I thought, I can't do the whole paper plate, styrofoam cup, paper forks and napkins, because too many of my friends are going to be here. And I will tell you, throwing the paper plates in the garbage is easier. It's easier. You just throw them in the garbage and have three or four big garbage sacks and cups. Sure, no problem. Well, we are renting from Arizona Party Rentals. I called my friend Ken over there, and I said, Ken, I don't think Mrs. Green can have styrofoam plates at the graduation party. He said, good one, Gina, good plan. And when I called them today to confirm the order, they were selling a bunch of bamboo plates, which you can use for outside. They're really attractive. They come in all sizes. Bamboo for plates is a very sustainable, it's an easily you know, it makes itself, whatever you call it. It grows quickly. So you use it, and it grows back. So it's a good choice for paper, for plates. Now, we have a lot of debate about whether it's good for clothes because it's a harsh chemical process that I think they're improving. So anyway, we rented everything. We rented knives and forks. We rented tablecloths and napkins. So the deal is, instead of putting everything in the garbage, we're going to put it back in the containers. You don't have to wash it. I mean, you can't return food with lots, you know, plates with lots of food on them, but you can return it. Just rinse them, which you have to do to put them in the dishwasher anyway. Put them back in the containers. All the glasses, they do all the laundrying. So I'm telling you, it's a really good idea to go to a rental, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rent. Another thing, I mean, I can barely take a breath because there's always so much to fill in. This is electronics recycling today, and it's not too late, and it's till 1 o'clock. So if you're listening and you do a big slap yourself on the forehead, it is at the Drexel location for Fairfax Companies. You can just go online and go to fairfax.com, Fairfax Companies, and it's in association with Tucson Clean and Beautiful, another one of my favorites because they do so many different things on so many different levels to make Tucson clean and beautiful, and American Retro Works and Fairfax. So you can bring a lot of your stuff. They're charging for televisions. I don't think you can bring refrigerators. I don't remember. I didn't bring all the details. And then another thing I want to tell you is our buddy, Bob Oldfather, made the front cover of the Tucson Green Times, which I love that publication. I give it a shout out every week. Quality reporting, really, really what I call quality content, great writing. And there's our buddy Bob Oldfather, who is the founder of Bookman's, but who also is a big proponent of Tucson, the solar city. And let's be branded for something good. It would be so nice for us to be branded and people say, oh, yeah, Tucson, the solar city, and have it be something good news. So I invite you to pick up a copy of the Tucson Green Times. I, of course, got mine at Bookman's. You can get them at Beyond Bread. They're in a ton of doctor's offices, and there are like 1,500 locations. So if you're looking around, Sunflower Farmers Markets have them, Trader Joe's have them. So check it out and read all about Tucson, the solar city. And as I've said before, all we really have to do is just say that. So in the next segment, we're going to give away a toilet. And I have become like obsessed with this whole thing because 1/3 of our potable water is flushed down the toilet, literally, and with far more water than we need. So we talk about anything here on Mrs. Green. So stay tuned. Write it down. Our number is 520-880-5678. We'll be back with Neb Yonas, who is the GM of Chapman Automotive, and we'll be giving away a toilet. Don't touch that dial.
790KNST.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790KNST. I am the voice of Green for, hopefully, the universe. And it's getting bigger. It's Mrs. Green's world. Maybe I'll turn it into Mrs. Green's universe. Who knows? But I'm certainly having fun. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a wonderful in-studio guest, Neb Yonas. And I will say to the world that his cell phone and pager go off more than anybody I ever knew. It's harder than being a doctor. Neb, it is. You are in demand. You are large and in charge there at Chapman. And I'm like, I'm with him. And he looks like a little vibrating machine because it's like it's going off. It's like his phone. I feel sorry for you. Do you turn it off at night?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
absolutely.
Like,
my
yeah.
wife wouldn't let me keep it on.
That's really good because that's like, okay, don't text or call Neb after 10 o'clock at night. All right, we are going to give away a toilet, and it cracks me up. On the serious side, we had a sponsors roundtable yesterday, and we had a speaker named Robert Glennon who wrote a book called Unquenchable, and it's about the water crisis, not just in America, but in the world. He's a very factual, he's a lawyer, so he doesn't do a lot of, it's not woo-woo, it's very substantiated. Here's the data, here's the research, here are the pictures, here are the potholes and the sinkholes, and makes a really good case for the situation we're in. So, which leads me to one of my favorite subjects. He said oh, I'm not supposed to tell how much water we use. I want to see if anybody knows. It's one something, one percentage of how much of our household water is used just flushing. So we have about a 3-gallon tank in most homes. I, of course, you've heard me talk about it. I have a 1.28. So the Arizona Green Plumbers and I did a little video on YouTube called Mrs. Green Goes to the Toilet with the Arizona Green Plumbers, because we want to make it fun. And you can see my high-efficiency toilet. It is not low-flow. It's high-efficiency. So we're giving away a toilet, and there is a caveat. It's called the Stealth. It's the only toilet in the world that's under a gallon. And if you are the winner, and we're just going to take callers 520-880-5678, if you can tell me closely or even roughly or even generally what you think we use just flushing, I will love to give you this toilet, but you're going to have to let John Smith, the plumber, the Arizona Green Plumber, know how it's working because he hasn't tested it. Niagara donated after they saw my video. So if you know, I'd love you to call in 520-880-5678. And now, Neb, it's all about you. We'll just keep calling. And it's installation. John will come and install it. I want you to know that. So it's a free toilet in your home installed for calling in 520-880-5678. And I hope the phones light up. And if they don't, I'm going to be really sad. And we don't want Mrs. Green to be sad, right? Okay, so let's start with you. Okay, and the phone's lighting up. Thank God. It's like I would be so sad. Should we take the caller and then start?
Absolutely. Let's
take
the caller.
Okay, let's see who's calling in. Okay, Stephen, who do we have on the phone here? Who's going to be the lucky winner of the toilet? He's got it. We have a new board op today, Stephen, and you don't know how important our board ops are. So here we have it. Esther. Okay, let's see if Esther, let's just face it, you're going to win. If you come within, like, even half of how much we use, you're the winner. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I would bet that we use 50% of it, because I know we only consume 2% of the water in our household.
You know what? I'm giving it to you, because the 2% is right, and they that Robert Glennon said that, and I highly recommend his book. It's a third of the water we use.
Okay.
A third of the water. So stay on the line. There are other people who have called. The lines did light up. It's one of those things where you just take a deep breath, Esther, and say, oh, my gosh, we know people are listening out there. So stay on and make sure that Stephen gets your name, your phone number, and your email address.
Fantastic.
Okay, and we'll
Thank
have
you.
To get your hard address. Thanks for listening to Mrs. Green, and you'll have to keep me posted. Become a fan of on Facebook for Mrs. Green, and let us know how that Stealth toilet works. Okay, have a great weekend. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, Neb, it's all about you. And I have interviewed you on the show several times, and I want to go backwards a little bit. You're the general manager for Chapman Automotive, Chapman Tucson.
Yes.
And how long have you been with Chapman? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Wow. You know, time flies. It's going on 11 years.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's you've come with Chapman for me. So I didn't know. And you moved with them from Las Vegas then.
Yes. We've been in Tucson actually in April. We celebrated our fifth birthday here in Tucson.
Okay, great.
And I was in Vegas with the Chapmans before that.
I hope you didn't have a birthday party and not invite me. See, I'm already feeling left out.
No, okay? We kept it under the radar. No,
Thank
no party.
Goodness. Okay, because I would be calling Shannon and saying, did you have a party without me? I just don't want that to happen. And then I also think it's a good idea because of things that I know and I take for granted. How many dealerships you could give me a test to see if I can name all of them, but how many dealerships you have in Tucson that you represent?
Well, we've got the actually, it'd be a good question for me to ask you, and it's a
Let's
test.
Let's see if I can
Let's
do
see
it.
If
okay.
you can name them.
I always remember Mercedes because I tease about the demoing the Blue Tech technology anytime.
So that's a Mercedes-Benz at Wilmont and Speedway.
Okay. Acura.
On 22nd.
Porsche. Did they come out with a green car yet?
It's coming. Hybrid technology.
I'm
is,
waiting.
It's
okay.
there.
Audi.
Yes.
VW.
Yes.
And last but not least, Honda.
Yes.
My insight. So did I win? Did I get it?
Almost.
Okay, wait.
Almost.
What did I forget?
We've
Acura?
Got Saturn.
Oh, Saturn. But I thought that was like no Morsky.
Well, they're not making any more new Saturns, but we still have the store right across from Costco, Kitty Corner. We're selling proudly pre-owned used vehicles there, and we still service Saturn vehicles and sell Saturn parts.
So does that mean I get like an A minus or a B? Don't
probably
say B.
A B because you missed one more.
Wait, no, come on.
Yeah, because we have the used car lot B. on South Palo Verde.
That's new. That's good news. That's where, out where I've had my car repaired when I got in an accident.
And that's the other thing. It's right across or right adjacent to our body shop.
And it's on the way to the airport.
On your way to
on
the airport.
On the right.
Yes,
you're
on
going
the right.
down Palo Verde. Okay. Yeah. And you're selling used cars there?
And we've got proudly pre-owned used cars there as well.
Well, I'm telling you then, I think Marcus should get a B too. Because I don't know if he ever like sent me an email about that. I forgot.
I'll have to talk to him about that.
No, I do not want to get Marcus in trouble. He's like my mentor for media. I call him my media mentor. So no. Okay. So that's not 7. That's 8?
Yeah. Well,
or 9. It's Okay.
7 manufacturers.
And I thought Saturn. I forgot that. So you'll get rid of the inventory? Is the inventory depleted? You have inventory?
We're out of new Saturns.
Okay.
But we do have some pre-owned Saturns, and then we've got all kinds of other pre-owned vehicles on that property as well.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all right. So I know B, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in the doghouse, and don't get me started. I'll be seeing who let the dogs out. Okay, so you've been there 7 years, and then I want to talk about really – you read so many different things, and I'm so tired of media telling so many different stories. We were talking about BP earlier and how they're stepping up their efforts to find who to blame, and it said that in the Wall Street Journal this morning. With Chapman, are things better? It seems to me when I'm out there, there are more people on the lot. I know we have to tell you my Susan girlfriend story about buying her new Civic, which
yes.
she loves.
Yes.
But what about, is it starting to show signs of people coming out and buying and trading in?
Absolutely. It's been such, so far this year, it's been an incredible increase from this time last year. It looks like business has picked up tremendously. Consumers are feeling so much better about where we are right now that, as opposed to last year. And we're seeing traffic increase 30-40% in some of the stores. And then we're fortunate, as you know.
That is so good. 30-40%, that's huge.
And we're so fortunate because we represent probably one of the best manufacturers in the business, from Volkswagen to Honda to Audi to Porsche to Mercedes-Benz. So we're probably seeing more than most. But, it's been a good year so far.
And it's so funny because I wonder what people think about me sometimes. I don't really think about it a lot, but I would never have a sponsor that I couldn't talk about at a dinner party at, you know, with my friend's parents. I would never do that. I have to be able to believe. And one of the things is you have a lot of top-rated, and I'm talking by, Kelley Blue Book and Greenopia, which I had never heard of, top-rated fuel-efficient cars.
Yes.
So it's not just they're great manufacturers, they're fuel-efficient. And we are going to have some fun talking about that in a little bit. Okay, so things are 30-40%. A lot of the people that are working with me, like Elastec, their businesses are up. They're up 38% over last year. So that makes me really happy. In a downturn in the economy, for example, Bookman's becomes huge. So they are all sitting up, and it makes me really happy to hear that Chapman is up. Okay. Do people really care about hybrids and fuel-efficient vehicles? Do they come in? Are they asking more? You've been in with just Chapman for 11 years. Are people coming in, and even if they're not necessarily buying a hybrid, are more people asking you about fuel efficiency?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think as a whole, our population has become a lot more conscious about being green. And, you know, you may not buy a hybrid and not, you know, the hybrid technology and clean diesel doesn't make up a great majority percentage of our business, but the inquiries are probably equal. So there's more people inquiring, more people wanting to know about the technologies that are out there that are greener. We may not be selling at the same percentage, but people are definitely more interested.
And I just always wondered, you and I talked about this, I think, on the show about 4 months ago, when prices go down, I think people forget for gas.
Yeah.
And then when they start creeping up, it becomes much more of an issue because everybody who listens to the show knows I get 44 to 45 miles per gallon in my hybrid.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of that. And you're the one that made me trade, remember?
Yes.
I didn't want to give up my little baby bug. That was so cute. I loved it. Well, that makes me really happy to know that they're doing it. Now, among the dealerships, I know that Honda is the second, it's for most fuel efficient. We're not going to say the T word. They get first. But Honda comes in a strong second for one of the cleanest internal combustion engines, for fuel efficiency, and a Mercedes for safety.
Yeah.
For safety. My girlfriend just got in a head-on collision in Phoenix, and her husband had gotten her new Mercedes. I don't know if he got it at Chapman. I didn't ask her, but we're not going to talk about that. So do the safety issues weigh in? Because most of the cars you have, even like VW, they have followers.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have followers.
I mean, in both areas, the brands we represent are tops, whether it be safety, resale value, reliability, fuel efficiency, and then how much R&D money they're spending in future technology that's going to be much more greener.
I know. We have to go to break. These board ops, they make us break. This is News Talk 790 KNST. We'll be right back.
790 KNST.
Green goes mainstream. We are so happy that we had a toilet winner. Esther, thank you for calling in. And if you're still listening, I'd love you to call back with your email address because we didn't catch that. 520-880-5678. And I also want to say, and I know that I have a cadre of regular listeners, you can call into this station anytime and ask questions of my guests. I wouldn't have guests on that we couldn't ask questions of. So here comes my tough one for Neb Yonas. He's the general manager of Chapman Tucson, which has 9 locations now. Tucson. I'm trying to work on that A, Neb. And their newest one is on the way to the airport. And I forgot about that. It's where their body shop is. It's out past like the Holodome.
Yeah, right by the highway.
On the right-hand side. I do notice that. Okay, yeah. So it's great. It's kind of near the TEP plant, which I finally noticed after living here for 34 years. I think that I don't pay attention to details. Okay, I asked Marcus. I never prep my guests, never have canned answers, but I don't ever want to blindside anyone either. So much of what I read, it's the 500-pound gorilla on the table with auto dealers. What do you see, honestly, as the future of the electric car? There's a lot of hype, a lot being written from the Wall Street Journal to the Greenest magazine, painting a future of a lot of us are going to go plug in our cars. So, of course, I'm saying I hope Chapman buys an electric car dealership. But what do you see happening?
I think it's at this particular time, it's a viable technology. And it looks like it might be the leader for what the future has in store for us. But there's all kinds of different technologies that are up and coming, that have a lot of promise. You know, I think last time I was here, we talked about hydrogen. The current technology can get a lot better. Fuel consumption is getting better all the time. It can get a lot better. Hybrid technology is as you know, is getting better all the time. Natural gas, clean diesel.
Natural gas. To me, if I was going to have a plug-in, I already have natural gas coming into my house, so it wouldn't be as big a deal as far as I don't know about the technology. So it doesn't seem to be growing as fast, and I don't understand that. Is it because of the technology of the vehicle and having, you know, I know that there's a whole different fear factor, which is unfounded, about using natural gas, unfounded, because gasoline is much more dangerous.
Yeah. A lot of it is, like you said, unfounded fear. As you know, we became the only certified CNG Honda dealer in Southern Arizona about a year ago. We celebrated that. And in fact, Colleen is driving one, as you know.
I know, and I saw her wrap. We like to wrap together.
Yeah, we've got
my wrap.
And we're fortunate in Tucson because we have two natural gas stations in town. There's also the home units that are readily available. So like you said, you could plug your car in at home and use the gas that's coming to your house anyway. The price of natural gas is very, very affordable. Very affordable.
It is. And it's available.
It's available. The small, you know, the limitation right now is the availability of gas stations or natural gas stations if you go out of town. If you're on travel, you may have to spend a little bit of time and map your course and find out where all the stations are so you can get filled up. But other than that, I mean, the car runs just as good, just as powerful, it's quieter. I mean, there's no downside to the natural gas vehicle. And it's been our experience that they last a lot longer as well.
And are fleets buying it the most? Because there are lots of fleets that have them.
Well, traditionally that's been the case, is that big trucks, fleet companies use them the most. But they're
school districts,
but they're ideal for small businesses, flower shops, couriers, and they're ideal for people, you know, average people like you and me that do a lot of driving
in town.
If you're driving the kids to soccer and dropping them off at school and it's just in-town daily drive, it's perfect. And you can refill at home.
And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about, like when you go to Phoenix, do you know how many of my friends have told me in the past 3 weeks that when they go to Phoenix now, they never drive, they take the shuttle? And I'm like, what do you do? And they said, well, we're meeting someone there, and they pick us up at the shuttle, or there's light rail now, so they take light rail to another location. So they are light years ahead of us. But I thought, for me, I would get in the shuttle. I could sleep because I can sleep anywhere as long as there's motion. Sometimes I almost fall asleep driving over here. I'm barely kidding. I like the feeling of a car movement. And then you could, or you could read instead of having to deal with anything. And it's not expensive. It's certainly cheaper than fueling up your car. And then you could take, you know, have the shuttle that takes you up there. But for an electric vehicle or a CNG, I only drive around town. I really don't go out of town with my car. So
and it's for you, it'd be perfect.
It
alleviates
most people.
For most people. You'd alleviate having to go to the gas station. You fill it up at home, or if it's an electric car, naturally you charge it at home overnight. But, yeah, it really does answer a lot of questions for a lot of people. And as far as safety, it's just as safe as any other car on the street.
Okay, now I have to tell the Susan story because it's funny.
Sure.
And it's like, I love my hybrid. I'm keeping my hybrid. I love my hybrid. I'm proud of it. I get my eco report card daily, so I'm getting so much better. I'm almost to the A-minus stage because I've changed my driving habits. It only took, like, what, 4 months, 5 months? So my friend says, okay, I love your car. It's so great. I'm going, of course, to Chapman because if not, I would not be your friend anymore. And I'm just kidding. So she and her husband go last Saturday, and they drove a Honda hybrid. And Susan calls me up. She goes, Gina, when you get to the red light, the air conditioning goes off. And I said, yeah. She goes, well, it's hot in Tucson. So here's the way I've changed. I say, I know, but we're such spoiled Americans. We have to be cool all the time. In a lot of countries, they don't even have air conditioning in their houses, let alone their cars. So they bought another Honda, which they're thrilled about and love, and I'm going to get a picture for my fan page. So what's up with that? Do people test drive in the summer and then say, I can't do this?
Well, very few people. Again, you got to remember that the air in the car is already cooled down by the time you get to the stoplight. And the recycle is still on. So you're still recycling cool air, and there's no hot air coming in. Now, you know, if you're at the stoplight for hours, it might become an issue.
And I'm just teasing her. She's one of my best friends. I'm just teasing. But I just wondered if that was an issue because the car at red light stops, which is why you're not wasting fuel.
Wasting fuel. Absolutely.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not giving up over my – you'll have to – pry them out of my cold, dead hands because I love my hybrid. It's really a great car. Okay, so we've got electric car vehicles nailed down, and I'm glad that you answered that honestly. And I wonder, to me, the next greatest car of the future is not really evolved yet. That's what I think.
No.
It's still on the drawing board, and there's some kid, 11 years old, who's still thinking about what could happen, and that's, to me, one of the things that will happen.
Yeah. The technology and the ideas are there.
Okay. Yeah. Now, here's another thing I want to ask you, and I've always wanted to ask you this, too. It was like time to think because you've been on a couple of times. When you have that many dealerships and you have the job that you and Ted do and Marcus, is it a manufacturer-driven promotion system? Like, how do you decide we're going to promote Acura this week and not Honda or VW, or do you do all of the same? Do they all get equal play? How does that work? That's a very intriguing. Is that a trade secret?
Well, no, not really. You know, we do. We rely on word of mouth advertising a great amount, and you know, you and I talked a little bit about social media, which is a version of word of mouth advertising.
It's evolving.
And we don't, and for that kind of stuff, you don't have to plan for. If you do stuff, you know, you do your job right every day, you make relationships, last. We get to know you. You sent us a customer the other day. She's happy.
She's going to buy another car.
She'll buy another car. And people have kids, relatives. And that's probably the best form of marketing. And we employ that to as much as we can.
And then I did see, I mean, on the Super Bowl, one of the, my favorite commercials was the Audi, and I made
the green fleece.
Oh my gosh, isn't that was great one of the funniest commercials.
I think it was
ever.
Like number three of all the ads.
Like, where is it? I don't see it anymore. Was it just for that?
Inventory is an issue, and hopefully after break we'll get a chance to talk about inventory. But we're sold out. They're in high demand.
Well, I have a better chance of seeing Elvis then and getting on that list for my next car. Okay, how are we, guys? Are we, like, going to break right now? Okay, Mrs. Green goes mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. When we come back, Neb is going to tell us about inventory and why we can't get that Audi right now.
News Talk 790, KNST.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. And someday, people, someday I'm going to have a TV feed in here so you can see how much fun we have when we are off air. The board ops that I get to work with are great, and they make my life work because I always have more questions and not enough time, and they're standing up and down, jumping, giving me the two-minute warning, and then I say, okay, how much more time do I have? So let's move on. Stephen, you're doing a great job. Your mom will be so proud of you. It's not an easy job. There's lots of moving parts to getting this to all happen. And the other thing I wanted to comment on, I listen to the commercials that are on the show. There's some great commercials in show, especially that one that Mrs. Green does about Chapman. I'm so only kidding. Okay, you were talking about inventory. So as far as my research goes, way back when, I forgot about this totally, manufacturers, they almost stopped, literally, making cars because they had so much inventory. They didn't know where to store it. Because cars were selling like crazy. So what's the deal with inventory?
Well, you got to remember, a couple years back, the industry was selling roughly 17 million cars a year. And that halted in the past year or so down to maybe 11 or 12 million.
Oh my gosh, that's
so millions. They had to adapt. You know, we've all heard all the news about plants closing and so on and so forth. So they've adjusted to that reality, and they're producing cars to meet that kind of demand. Well, things are picking up. Manufacturers, I think, have made a commitment not to ever be in that position again where they have more inventory than they need. But at the same time, a lot of them, in fact, all of them, in our opinion, have overcorrected. So, you know, the real demand merchandise,
it's
like the one we talked about, like the Audi A3 and the green fleece commercial, the Volkswagen Jetta TDI with the clean diesel technology, a lot of our Hondas, like the Fit, the Insight, the Civics, pretty much a lot of the cars that we have are becoming in very short supply. And that's going to continue for quite some time. So this is maybe an inside information for all your listeners is, you know, rebates are still available. Special interest rates are still available. But as inventory dwindles, and they expect it'll dwindle dramatically over the next 3 or 4 months, those kind of things will go away. It just makes sense that manufacturers won't feel like they have to do anything to sell their cars because there's so few on the ground.
And you don't just flip a switch.
And you don't, you know,
don't just
takes,
turn it off and on like the water. Like,
you got to open up plants. You got to get production going. You got to hire back. That takes some time. So over the next little while, not to sound like a salesperson, but if an automobile transaction is in your future in the next little while, now is the time before all the incentives, all the special rates go away completely.
And God forbid you don't sound like a salesperson. That's what you do, and that's why I trust that when I go to Chapman that there are people there with integrity that are selling me the right thing and meeting my needs. And a case in point, a perfect case, is when Susan went with Bill to meet with Dan Petrillo. He didn't try to tell him something that they didn't want. He listened to them, and he got him in another car, which I think is so admirable. So,
there's that old saying, trust me. When a salesman says, trust me.
Scary.
It's scary. But, I mean, here's the logic behind it. And people, it's all over the news. We've experienced it. We know what it's about. And we're seeing it in the stores now. I mean, you know, we're low on Fits. We're low on Civics. We're low on Jettas. And we expect those to get leaner.
And the Fit, isn't that what Marcus drives?
Yeah.
That shocking little car has so much room, like my Insight. People are shocked when I pull up the trunk and I can pick up my both daughters at the airport, and the suitcases fit in, and it does seat four people comfortably. If it's my grandchildren, you can do five easily. It's not, and there's room, you know, leg room in the back. It's got a lot more room than my bug did because nobody wanted to sit in the back in that car.
And as far as efficiency is concerned, that's a normal combustible engine. It's not a hybrid or diesel or natural gas. But we've got customers that tell us that they're getting close to 40 miles per gallon on that vehicle.
You're kidding.
A lot. Well, as you know, a lot of it is how you drive the car.
Right. Mine's a hybrid.
Are you getting green leaves yet?
I want to show people. I go, look, I'm up into the third quadrant, as I call it,
nice.
The eco guide. I think that's A-minus maybe. But I want to someday, I'll be telling the whole world when I get it on. I want you to talk a little bit more about when someone is, social media has to be impacting your business. It blows me away. When I went to Arizona Party Rentals, and I hope Ken doesn't get mad at me, I called him up and I said, dude, you're not on Facebook? I mean, come on. People are search engine, Google, and they're going to Facebook. And yeah. YouTube is a search engine. He should have some YouTube video about bamboo or something. I don't know. But
yeah. All our stores have Facebook pages. And it's
a pain.
It's a pain to set up, but it's so cool to watch. For example, at the Honda store, one of the Facebook threads, it's just going, it's got a life of its own, is people talking about their Odysseys, you know, and it has a life of its own. People are excited to talk about, you know, their experiences in the Odysseys, and they tell each other how great Odysseys are, and that catches on, and that's part of, like, word-of-mouth advertising.
It is, and it's called, one of my favorite books of all time is Seth Godin. He wrote this book called Tribes. It's building a tribe.
Yeah.
And then what you really want is for people to be talking to each other, and that's what I'm doing with the Mrs. Green's World fan page. I know they don't call it fan pages anymore. They call it like. It's my like page.
Yeah.
And I hope you like Mrs. Green.
Yeah.
But that when you see people talking to each other and commenting, I did one this morning about catalog choice to get rid of catalogs. And someone instantly replied, third-party endorsement, saying, I did it, it works, I got rid of my catalog. So it's a way of communicating,
sure.
But it is feed the monster. I mean, I am the Facebook for Mrs. Green, and it's like, okay, and I want to get stuff up on the Honda website, and I'm really keeping it. I love to, John Smith and I have an ongoing dialogue, but for someone in your business with all the dealerships you have, it has to be somebody's job.
It is. I mean, we set it up and we feed it, but it is so cool to see our customers and our fans and our friends get involved, and it just grows. And we post stuff. We post a lot of stuff that comes from the manufacturers about new technology or new brands or new models coming out.
And about financing.
About
so that
financing.
You don't have to call up and find out. Here's the deal. It says the fine print.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to worry, is this in my budget? Because you're going in saying, I read this on your Facebook fan page.
Yep.
So, and I did, I'm not going to bring up about Twittering, but I'm telling you, tweeting, I mean, that's another one. It's like, that is growing too, and I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Mm.
But I'm doing it. It's like, feed the monster. That's how I feel. It's like, okay, what did I Facebook about today?
And I think you emailed me about YouTube. That's just astonishing that it's growing so fast as a search engine.
It blows me away.
Who would have thought?
I know. Well, when I wanted to find out things about the oil spill, I wanted to see things. I wanted to watch it. I wanted to know. So any final words? This Stephen over here, what nerve. He's giving me the one-minute warning. So anything else, come into Chapman. Everybody's friendly.
Yeah, come see us. You're friends in the automotive industry. Take heed to the advice that we just talked about. If there's an automotive transaction sometime in your future, now is better than later.
One of my other sponsors said they're going to have to raise the price of their product because inventory is so low, and it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
The company that gives them one of their products cut back on the demand. This was a great show. Neb, thanks for taking time on your Saturday.
My pleasure.
Thanks for your support of Mrs. Green. Everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be 86 tomorrow. Cold spell. News Talk 790 KNST. Have a great, great, great weekend, and I'll be back next week.